First of all, let's get your name and get you on the record. Could you state your name, please?
Sure. Abigail Johnson.
And your position?
I'm Director of Communications with Habitat for Humanity in Bryan.
Now, let's go back. Frankly, there have been some rumors floating around for a few weeks now about some possibly some missing money at Habitat for Humanity. And if you would, just begin at the beginning.
Sure. At the beginning, the Habitat's Board of Directors discovered that Habitat has been a victim of identity theft and that some of our financial accounts have been fraudulently compromised. The Board of Directors took immediate action to stop the theft. It turned everything over to law enforcement officials, and it is under investigation.
Approximately how much money is missing?
Right now, I don't know. It is under investigation, and I don't even have a ballpark dollar amount.
Okay. I mean, because that's going to be one of the main questions. I mean, you're not even comfortable speculating at this point?
I can't even speculate. I don't have anything to speculate. I don't have anything concrete enough to make a speculation on. Like I said, they are doing a very thorough investigation, and until that's done, I really don't know.
And what's the lead agency that's on this as far as law enforcement?
Boy, you know, I would have to ask Trish Burke that question. Trish Burke is our acting interim executive director right now, and I could ask her that and get back to you, but I know it's gone to the Bryan Police Department, and if it's gone beyond the Bryan Police Department, I'm not aware of that.
Was this a matter of accounting that it came up? Was it during an audit? How did this first surface?
Well, I think this first surfaced just in the course of normal accounting procedures that they discovered this.
And
immediately, the person involved was immediately removed from any contact with the affiliate. This was not somebody who was on staff. That's really important that we make that clear. This was not a staff member, a volunteer, a board member, or a Habitat family member. This was an outside contracted individual that worked with Habitat.
In what capacity were they contracted? How did they work with Habitat?
He was an outside consultant, and that's as far as I can go.
Who on staff noticed the missing money?
Melanie Phillips first noticed. Going through just verifying different accounts, she was the one who discovered the initial credit card theft, identity theft, and she contacted the board of directors immediately.
When was this?
I would say that was about 3 weeks ago.
And who is the card issued to?
The card was issued to Habitat for Humanity in Melanie's name.
So this was a person signing her name on fraudulent purchases?
Yes.
Were they actual merchandise purchases in store? Were they internet purchases? Were they phone purchases or a combination?
Combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it still just too early to be able to quantify this in any regard?
It is too early, Chase. We're just, you know, these investigations just take a lot of time. Our accounting department and our board of directors has just been working overtime, you know, to get the information, find out as much as they can find out, as quickly as they can find out, but it's really taking some time.
Have you brought any independent third parties or any independent accountants, I should say, to look at your books or anything like that?
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
No, that's fine. What's the next step from here? First of all, from the investigation standpoint as far as Habitat is concerned?
Well, I think the next step is to complete the internal investigation and then, you know, hand everything over to the investigators and wait for their word on what's next, whether there is an arrest, an indictment, whatever they determine is the next step.
Has the board discussed this at all?
Has the board discussed
the missing money, things of that nature?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many meetings about this, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as and the previous executive director recently resigned, is that in any way connected to this?
No way connected. Melanie is still very involved with Habitat. She's involved with our Breast with Kindness program. She wants to stay involved with Habitat. She wants to be able to do a lot of things in the community that she wasn't able to do full-time here. And there has been nothing to date to indicate that she had any involvement.
It just so happened that the card was in her name?
Yeah, and that's not unusual for a small affiliate like this, that that credit card would have the executive director's name.
How did this person get a hold of that card then?
I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say to your donors?
I want to say, there's so much I would like to say, but I would like to say that this has been a very tough thing for those of us at Habitat to learn. You know, it's this process of slowly learning what has happened, and it's been very shocking, and it's been, it's anytime your heart and soul is in a nonprofit like ours is with Habitat, it's very disappointing. But I do know that the board is working very hard to be sure that there's never a recurrence of this, and that this doesn't distract us from the mission of eliminating poverty housing and making that right to simple, decent shelter a matter of conscience and action in our community. That's very important, and we just hope and pray that everyone will know that we are being as transparent as we can possibly be in this situation, and we're asking for everyone's patience and for their prayers.
Is there a threat to the vitality of the organization at this point?
I don't think so. I think that people in the community that have known Habitat for Humanity for many years, they know who we are. They know what our mission is. And I don't think the community would let that happen.
Is this going to affect your building schedule or anything like that?
Absolutely not. Our building schedule is what it was before we found this out, and I'm confident that we will get the rest of our houses built that we had planned to build this year. In fact, we have our blitz coming up in June. We're building five houses in 5 or 6 days, and that's going forward. And Circle of Women, this fall we're hoping to build 2 Circle of Women homes rather than the traditional one. So we're just going to march forward.
All right, Abby, anything else you want to add?
That's it.